The next case is number 11931. The J and N Hickman family seeks a variance from the front yard setback, section 115-34B of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located 270 feet east of Coastal Highway Route 1 on the southwest corner of Evergreen Road and Dune Road. The 911 address is 3 Dune Road, Bethany Beach, Zoning District MR, tax map number 134-17.20-236. Specifically, they're seeking a 3.1-foot variance from the front yard setback. Zero letters of support, zero opposition, and one mail return.
Thank you.
Okay, good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record? And
it'll say I get from previous owner, 217 Chad Place, Novo.
And do you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? Thank you. And when you go up, can you just state your name for the record?
Richard Malinowski.
All right, sir.
You want to start or do you want me to?
Go ahead, start.
Okay, we purchased the home in January, at 3 Dune Road. During the purchase of the closing, we found out that the setback wasn't to 20, was it 30?
30 feet.
30 feet. There appears on the, there's a porch that sticks out in front of the house, and there appears going down. These are the big piling things that you found in the ground. And it has pilings across the whole front. It would be quite a hardship to take those pilings out and try to build that porch back a couple of feet. Part of the original Middlesex Beach covenants were originally at that time in the early 1970s. This was originally the Mays house. I go back quite a ways in this area, but I've been renting this house since 1997, 98.
Can you just speak up when you're away from the mic so we can catch on? Or speak right
so
there.
If you go along the front of these homes, they're all in line. I mean, everyone built to those HOA covenants. During that time frame, it was all 25-foot setback. So Judge Elaine Foster's house, which is to the left of mine, that was built 25-foot setback. Our new home is 25-foot setback. Mr. Creswell's house across the street, 25-foot setback. The next house is, and as well as Dr. Presley's house, everyone has a 25-foot setback in the whole area. The newer home that's built down a little further back, there's another home. Yes, that is probably somewhere between 25 and 30 feet setback for that area. So
again, if you could just speak up because these mics are
okay. Yes.
Well, people at home.
Yeah, sure.
Reporting,
sorry.
So
my apologies.
Thank you.
So, we purchased the home not knowing that there would be a required variance because we've been in the area. My family's owned the house right down the block since 1969. So everything's the same. Nothing's changed over there, basically on that side of the development.
My parents, Chad Hickman, bought the place in their mid late 90s, and at the time, the same lawyer did both sales, and it wasn't anything was caught back then. And it's pre-existing. The house was built in the 70s. I think we've even got original. This is how detailed they were back in 1970 on a grid paper.
Showing what the original permit, I guess, was on that.
And I think you all have the plot placement, the new one. I've got one where my parents bought. It's 27 feet. I think the new one's 26.9 feet. So I guess the only thing that's been altered since my parents first bought it, we put new siding, new windows, and we redecked to put tore the salt-treated deck off and put composite decking on it. So that's basically, and we did enclose, if you saw in the pictures, the creosote pilings with the AZAC enclosures to, for, you know, for aesthetics, but it's been that way since 1972 or 3, whenever that permit was filed.
I take it it's not been added to, it's just been renovated what was there, so no closer to.
No, I mean, I think the difference in the 10 foot was maybe when we enclosed the pilings, which were underneath the deck, set back probably a foot underneath the deck anyway. I don't, but it does have an enclosed porch with a roof over it, over that one side, as you see in the pictures there. But nothing has been altered.
We nothing, just, nothing closer.
We cosmetic, put, you know, put cosmetics to make it look like newer.
In Middlesex Beach, Mr. Secretary, if this was the main dwellings, you could have, we could average it, right? Since there are decks that are added on and things like that, and the.
If it was a vacant lot, we could do an average front yard setback.
Right. Now, the ones that are existing there now, you could do that with the dwelling itself, but not the deck, correct? If it's a deck, you can't include that into a 300-foot average.
Not typically. We just look at the placement of the house.
That's right. That's what I'm saying. So.
And again, that would only be if it was a vacant lot.
Well, you would include that 30 feet in your average, but
right.
Other homes that would be within 300 feet could be averaged in other situations as long as it wasn't a deck. I believe I'm right there. As long as it wasn't a deck and it's the main dwelling, they could have had 25 foot. Because you said most of them are in an I know middle set feet.
Yeah, yes, sir.
You're pretty much 25 foot, and that's what's in your.
I took a picture of the older homes in that area.
Right.
And it's a diagonal picture instead of. And it, you can see that as close as I could get with a camera that they were.
They all line up. They all line up 25 feet.
I mean, the back three in the same depth, some of them were. I mean.
I remember other subdivisions that we've done that in, and I was just trying to clarify that with you, whether we do that anymore or what the rules are, if they've changed or what.
We do an average front yard setback if you're trying to build out a vacant lot. Otherwise, you have to meet the front yard setback unless, again, that house was built prior to zoning, and then it would have been grandfathered in.
And it would be grandfathered in, correct?
Correct.
That it's the date it's built now that you're looking at, not everybody's been there, you know.
Depending on the situation, would depend on how the application is looked at. This is an existing building, so it would have to meet the setbacks.
Okay.
So I bought a pre-existing condition.
Right.
Everyone else is 25 feet.
Right.
I think it would be pretty hard to chop off 3 feet off that.
Oh, sure.
That house and try to move those pilings. I don't think the neighbors would be very happy if I start banging pilings into the ground.
Yeah, I'm trying to establish in my own mind the ruling for years. Oh, geez, that the average were. Wherever we can, the county tries to, I believe, to average these old homes so that not everybody comes in here with 400 smackers and puts it down, because there's a lot of people that can't do that, and they would average that block. But from what our secretary has told me, I understand now what the situation is and how they're doing it now. You bought it that way, is that right?
Mm-hmm. My parents bought it in 97, too.
So they bought the violation?
They didn't know it. We didn't know it until he got the lawyer.
Neither of us knew.
Yeah, well, I mean, we found out.
How did you find this out? When you got a survey?
When we closed.
When closed.
I mean, closing.
Closing lawyer found.
Oh, by the way, there's a little.
Yeah, there's a little problem here.
There's a little problem here.
$400. Yeah. No other questions.
Okay. Mr. Burton, Jim, you more? Any questions?
Taking no complaints.
No complaints. No. All right. Everyone's the same.
And it looks to me like this is a you got frontage on two roads. and your driveway comes off of Evergreen, but I guess the front yard is considered Dune Road. Is that right?
That's correct.
Is there a difference between your front property line and the edge of paving for Dune Road? I ask that because I'm looking at a picture that has a picture of a basketball hoop. I don't know if it's your property or not.
No, no, that's not. That's down okay. the road. Yeah, he's a little further out than me.
Okay. But do those, is it, are you aware of whether or not Dune Road goes right up to the property line, or is there a difference between the right-of-way and
there's
maybe
a slag shoulder there?
Yeah, there's a 3 foot in between the fences and the road.
So essentially from paving to the porch is almost 30 feet.
Or more, probably so.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I have no further questions. Thank you.
Okay. Are there any further questions? And he did address the you did address the criteria for the variances. Okay. Hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Oh, there's six of them. You wish this four. That's four.
I'm also the godfather of their children.
So. Okay. That's good. Is anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion. We approve case number 11931. It certainly wasn't the applicant's fault, but they've certainly gone through the criteria for a variance, and they purchased this property being in violation. So I'd like to make the motion. We approve case number 11931.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Rickards and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 11931. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Mills?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Rickards?
Aye, for my reasons.
Mr. Workman?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
And I, Mr. Calloway, for the previous reason have been stated. So by a vote of 4-0, case number 11931 is approved.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, everybody.
Yes.
Thank you. Have a nice day.